All right, another episode of Inside Out. Very special guest today from Persistent Systems. Very cool name for a company, man.
So
introduce yourselves.
Sure. So since you mentioned Persistent Systems, the cool part, and the reason behind that is we are primarily started as a company that specialized in database related development.
Okay.
And our managing director, Dr. Anandesh Pandey, so he has a very strong background in databases, and that's how sort of the name Persistent Systems. And so we are a company that's about 19 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
And we are primarily based out of India. We have development centers in multiple places in India. And the distinct thing about Persistent is that we primarily work with ISVs like Microsoft, Yahoo, Google, Amazon, Oracle, rather than services development as opposed to most other services companies.
Okay.
So there's this a specific technical focus that's to be found because we're directly working as the extended team of the companies like Microsoft. Mm. We're working as part of the extended team directly on the product.
Interesting. And
so that's something.
I think you guys are. But who are you first of all? I mean, what's your name?
So I'm Harsh Thakur. I work with the Technology Solutions Group, which is based out of San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually part of the pre-sales team. We directly work with the CTO's office. And I'm sort of, the person that goes and talks to the customers to help understand from a technical perspective what it is that they're trying to build, what sort of technologies would be best suitable for their solution, and sort of, take it from there.
Okay.
And I'm Sandeep. I am a developer in the Microsoft group.
Excellent.
Inside Persistent. Yeah.
So let me get this straight. I mean, essentially what you guys do then is you're like hired guns in the sense that a company like Microsoft, you'll come to us and you'll help us implement some technology.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Right. In fact, the term commando has been used by one of our customers in
Perfect.
Microsoft.
Excellent, man. So what exactly are you doing? I mean, the buzz term right now in the industry is cloud computing. Even though no one really has a definition for it, we kind of get what it means, right?
Right.
What are you guys doing in that space, and have you taken a look at Azure, and what do you think of Azure, et cetera?
Right. So within Persistent, we have a group that is focused on cloud technologies, so to mm-hmm. speak. And we've been building a couple of applications for government bodies. And one of those applications was an ASP.NET application,
mm-hmm.
and that was already live. But then that's when the cloud bus really started.
Mm-hmm.
And we took a look at the existing cloud solutions out there, and we sort of decided to put our bets on Azure for a number of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, for example, is that our solution was an ASP.NET, so migrating that to Azure would have been a very natural and obvious thing.
Mm-hmm.
And apart from that, we work closely with Microsoft, and that experience allows us to better understand the platform.
Okay.
So that's how we decided to go with Azure. And apart from that, as Sandeep can talk, we are also doing some very interesting stuff with other groups within Microsoft on Azure.
Excellent. So give us some. What's going on?
The last project that I worked on was a biological algorithm.
Okay.
That was really compute intensive. So right now the algorithm runs on HPC clusters.
Okay.
So these guys are actually using like 1,000, 2,000 nodes to run those algorithms. So as an experiment, we tried to use Azure for that algorithm. And it scaled out pretty well.
Did it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Compared to HPC, it was some slower, 2x slower, but still it scaled out pretty well.
Okay.
So the actual implementation is right now running on 100 nodes, and we are planning to increase that by 1,000 or so.
Excellent. And then with Azure, you can just change the number of nodes
right.
as you need them and then back them off.
Right.
Which is really kind of a cool thing about Azure, because it sort of represents computation as a service.
Right.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
So in your case, man, I got this big algorithm, I got this big data set that I need to work on. I'm going to throw it up into the cloud, take care of it for me. And yeah, here's I'll allocate 1,000 nodes, because that's probably how much you're going to need. You're smart enough to kind of understand. And then when I'm done, boom, I'm going to shrink it back down.
Exactly. Right. And
so that's excellent.
And plus point is we don't have to actually manage those 1,000 nodes.
No.
And since the requests for these algorithms come in spikes, we can at any time just increase the number of instances and shut them down.
Perfect, man. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
So that's actually pretty much applicable in the other application also where we talked about, because mm-hmm. there's some aspects of it that are, again, you know, very compute intensive for certain portions of the year. So you can, you know, that was definitely a factor that we used to, you know, go decide on Azure.
Okay, now so persistent systems, as you mentioned, there's got to be some notion for the application you're talking about. Obviously has to have a relational data store.
Right.
So you're playing around with what's now called SQL Azure.
Right.
Which used to be called SQL Server Data Services.
Right.
How's that going?
So we actually initially were going with Azure Storage, but then we shifted to SQL Azure.
Okay.
So it's good in the sense that you have all the features of SQL Server and that works out pretty nicely. The only part that we would sort of, you know, expect a little more is in terms of tooling. Because that part is not yet there. I believe they're working on it, but that part is not yet there.
Interesting. So in other words, like the SQL admin experience.
Right.
That doesn't work against SQL Azure, is what you're saying.
Because you don't really have a control over the actual node that you're going to be connecting to.
Of course, because you know that's the whole idea, right?
Right.
The actual server is transparent, is I would say translucent to you,
or
you're not supposed to worry about it.
Right.
You're worried about what's happening in front of it.
Right.
Interesting feedback.
Right.
So SQL Azure team is probably aware of that, and
yeah. So
cool. Now they're more aware of it.
Right.
So better tooling.
Better tooling.
Excellent. So in the SQL Azure model, are you able to scale out the number of SQL servers, or you don't get to worry about that? So let's say in your case, you get really successful with this and you need maybe another database mm-hmm. or actually another instance of SQL Server. How does that work?
So we actually have the concept of a multi-tenancy built pretty much into the application.
Okay.
And so what the application does is essentially it's an e-governance application that allows the govern bodies to sort of, you know, automate their routine tasks like a grievance redressal or, you know, birth and death certificates and voter registration, mm-hmm. Things like that. And therefore, the way we've actually designed the application is to have the concept of a tenant built into it, and therefore, every government body, we provision a separate instance for them.
Okay, I got it.
So,
understood. Cool. So now, for the developer in the audience, so you used to be a developer.
I used to be.
But for the current developer, what's the experience been like for you with actually, you know, you get to use Visual Studio, right? I mean, it's an ASP.NET application.
Exactly, yeah.
But then you have to get it up to the server and you mm-hmm. play with the instance, whatever, turn it on. How's that working for you?
Except for a couple of things. For example, I cannot handle files directly and so forth. Mm. The rest of the experience is pretty seamless. Mm. So I just develop my application in regular Visual Studio and SQL Express and then just try to use SQL Azure. Mm-hmm. And then things work out pretty okay. And the fact that I'm here in Redmond and I directly use SQL Azure instead of Visual Studio and SQL Express.
Okay.
So I directly develop on SQL Azure.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you give the team feedback in real time.
Exactly.
And you're actually working with the developers mm-hmm. of that technology.
Right.
Which is cool. And interesting. So you mentioned as off camera that, you know, like most broad businesses, you're going to be in multiple areas. So you have some native work that you guys do. And SQL and Azure actually supports native code.
Right.
Right. We announced that, I think, even at last PDC, or maybe it was Mix. I don't know why we'd announce it at Mix, but it might have been where it was. Have you played around with, you know, non.NET specific technologies running on an Azure instance?
No, so we haven't. I mean, we've not had the need in this
okay.
instance.
But in our last project, we did actually.
You did?
Yeah. So some of the mathematical libraries that we used in our last project, those were written in C++.
Sure.
Yeah. So we had to actually package them and then upload them and execute them inside the
Azure VM. And how did that
work? They worked pretty okay.
Okay.
And in fact, I saw a demo yesterday where guys have actually ported MySQL into Windows Azure VMs.
Nice. So, right on.
Yeah, it works.
Well, I mean, the you know, theoretically, the actual RDOS VM is what the Red Dog OS, but it's called Azure. But those little VM and then the hypervisor that supports them, mm-hmm. They're sort of agnostic too. At some point, what runs inside of them. Mm-hmm. So if you want to run native code, run native code. If you want to run PHP for some weird reason, it's kind of a lame language, but whatever. A lot of people use it. Okay. Rock and roll, man.
Right.
That's cool.
We actually done some interop experiments just to ensure that the capability is there. And yeah, I mean, what you're saying is pretty much there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what was announced yesterday in one of the sessions was that they're going to pretty much enable anything that runs on Windows to actually run on Azure. So that's mm-hmm. that's pretty exciting.
Absolutely, and that is a lot of work. The actual, when you think about what is Azure, it's not, it's based on the NT kernel, Windows Azure, right? It's based on the NT kernel, has a custom hypervisor, it's not the same thing as Hyper-V, and then it has this virtualization framework, or these virtual machines that will pop up and run on the hypervisor, and then you have RDOS, Azure OS.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is an operating system. Right? It's not just Windows Server 2008 running a hypervisor with VMs on it.
Right.
So, and that's going to be on Channel 9 soon. I did a going deep on that with one of the distinguished engineers.
Definitely
look forward
to that.
It's going to be cool. It is cool. So they did some pretty amazing work, and they're still evolving. But it's good to see you guys pushing it to the limits. Do more hardcore computation and see how well it scales.
Mm-hmm.
And get that feedback back to David Cutler and his crew, because they're the ones that are all about ensuring that the OS can handle this kind of stuff. So great job, man. Now, you guys are an Indian company,
yes.
Right? You were founded in India.
Right.
Okay.
So we are primarily an Indian company. Like I mentioned, we have development offices in Pune, Hyderabad, Goa, and Nagpur.
Okay.
We have multiple offices in Pune, actually, six of them. And we're roughly around 5,000 people in size. And we've done about 2,400 plus product releases for a lot of our customers.
So. Excellent, man. So you guys are commandos, code commandos.
Sort of, yeah.
Awesome, guys. Well, hey, thanks for coming on Channel 9.
Nice talking to you.
And push Azure to the limits, all right? Cool. Rock and roll, man.